everyone. Welcome to today's brief of the Radio and Youth Podcast. This series is initiated by Sendai Stakeholders Children and Youth Group and Mentor Group for Children and Youth, MGCY, powered and hosted by the Youth for Environmental Education and Development Foundation, YFED, with generous funding and support by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, UNDRR. This is the very first introduction of the upcoming project, Youth Leading Disaster Risk Reduction and Climate Action through Multimedia Advocacy, Resilience Now and Into the Future. This comprehensive multimedia activity is part of the implementation of the initiative, Children and Youth, Agents of Change, Reducing Disaster Risks and Transforming Climate Action. We will produce and publish special episode series related to disaster risk reduction and climate change, focusing on the Asia Pacific from the perspective of children and youth as a part of the project building youth and children engagement to the global platform for disaster risk reduction, GPDRR 2022, next year in Bali, Indonesia. Asia-Pacific region is one of the disaster-prone and affected regions, very vulnerable to natural disasters and calamities. With increasing frequency and intensity of the climate-induced disasters resulting in the loss and damage of both personal as well as other public infrastructures of the countries and loss of precious lives and livelihoods in the region. Young people and children are the ones to be hit first and suffer the hardest due to the growing disasters and calamities. Despite being the lowest contributor to the changing climate and disasters, they have been bearing and directly impacted by the adverse consequences of the disasters and climate change. Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction and Paris Climate Agreement recognizes children and youths as the agents of change for raising the climate ambition and contouring growing disaster risks. They should be provided and supported for the involvement with higher opportunities and appropriate mechanisms in order to contribute to disaster risk reduction. In this line, we would be developing a knowledge product consisting of 8 episodes of the podcast to leverage and facilitate several children and youth-focused interaction generation and exchange activities. This initiative will gather and amplify the voices of children and youth in the Asia-Pacific region, and it would ensure that the voices and advocacy of children and youth are shared with national policy and civil society leaders throughout the region. We will hear and learn on disaster risk reduction and other related issues in the sessions ahead with our guests, experts, and young change makers working in the same areas. And we'll also bring to you all the stories from the ground on disaster risk reduction and climate change from the local peoples and communities in the front lines of combating disaster and the champions of climate action. We hope that this series of the podcast turns out to be informative as well as interesting to all our listeners as well. So until then, we are back in some time with our next episode in the series. Stay tuned and keep listening to Radio and Youth Podcast.